breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
The only talk radio entity that deals with breaking news in the world of technology every single week. Kevin McCullough Radio, glad to have you with us. Welcome aboard. Got big news on Twitter. Their stock is worth much more than it was previously. We'll tell you why in just a second. But Ari Zoldan, welcome back. Good to have you. And thanks for letting me tag along last week. We had a nice little event with some emerging tech companies and some investors, and it was a really lovely evening. I just want to say thanks.
You're welcome. Always great to have your company, Kevin. You know that.
Yeah. Hey, this big headline today, Elon Musk is coming out promising a fleet of taxis that are going to be driverless by 2020. Ari, you and I have been talking about driverless cars for a while. Does this even have a remote chance of being true?
On a scale from 1 to 100, I give it a good zero. there is no chance. I mean, this is, I don't know if it's hype. I don't know if it's PR. If it is PR, it's a terrible, terrible stunt. I spoke to, after reading the story and following it, just pick up the phone and spoke to some tech insiders just to double check whether my opinion or not was accurate. And they all said, I said, Ari, 1,000%. There's no way that there will be a million cars on the road in a couple of months. What I do think, though, it may have in part the capability, in part, but that's a very small part. And having a million cars on the road as autonomous taxis is just completely out there. Even to make the claim, quite frankly, I'm a bit baffled by that.
Yeah. And he made these comments at an investor event. That means he may have been seeking to get some funding for it. But that's kind of a bad move if you can't keep your word on the delivery.
Yeah, and I'm really hoping, for the sake of the shareholders too, that these investors are smart enough to realize, or at least the institutions are smart enough, which I'm sure they are, to realize that there's no possibility of that happening. And what's kind of dangerous too, you think about the individual shareholders that are buying into this story. It doesn't make sense. And it's kind of, at least from a stock perspective, it's buyer beware. I love the company, and we love the company. We love the technology. But to make claims like that, I think, is completely unfounded.
All right. So no Tesla taxis by the end of 2020, at least not a million of them on the road. Hey, let's talk about Twitter. They had a big jump in active users, and now that's sending their stock price a little north. What happened? Why did Twitter get more active?
So it was in part, their revenues are really, they're edging close to about $1 billion in revenue. I think exactly they're about $757 million. So the $757 million a year in gross revenue. So the financials are there. I think what people are liking from an end user perspective is that they've, for the most part, curbed a lot of spam on Twitter. The other social networks like Facebook is just completely congested with garbage right now, and I don't think they're doing a good enough job. I know Facebook is trying, but they're certainly not doing a good enough job to be able to curb a lot of that stuff. Twitter has really, they were very, very proactive. They were able to do it. And I think people are liking people are liking the experience more on Twitter. And it's where all the journalists and a lot of good media sources hang out, So finding good breaking news, Twitter is the go-to place.
Yeah, no, it really is. And it's interesting to watch the social media do their thing because, each one is really starting to really embrace its purpose more and more. Instagram is where you go to look at really beautiful things. Twitter's where you go to pick a fight and to sometimes watch others pick a fight. But it's, it's opinion. It's kind of raw. It's in the street. It's, we're truth checking you on this and you're truth checking me on that. It's really intense that way. And, Facebook's still kind of like where your classmates from high school hang out, I guess. I don't know.
Right. And it's become, Facebook has really just become a very, very large, if you think about it, it's actually the largest ad network.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Right. That's really what it is.
Now, how has the Facebook TV thing taken off? I'm getting more notifications about videos that people are posting via Facebook than I ever have before. And their video channels seem to have a lot of activity to them.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously video, you know, video is it, you know, it's been it for, you know, for a couple of years right now. It's only going to grow. You know, people are not reading. I think talking about Twitter, you know, maybe they'll read 140 characters, but they're certainly not, they're not reading full posts, right? They're looking at anything visual. So, you know, it's the Instagram, it's the photographs, and then certainly it's video. The challenge, though, is coming up also today, especially for businesses, coming up with very, very creative, catchy videos that people are going to watch. You know, they're not going to watch a 5-minute video, but they're going to watch something that's engaging. It could be funny. It could be educational. But it's coming up with something like really, really creative from a video perspective that seems to be doing very, very well. And obviously, you know, Facebook's got, you know, a billion people on their platform, so they've got the audience.
Sure. So they said, let's create a TV channel. Well, it's interesting. Hey, now you were kind enough to introduce me to the ambassador to the UN from Kosovo last week at this dinner, and I understand you're going back to Kosovo. I learned something from speaking with Lady Ambassador, and that is that the Kosovo as a country is really seeking to become a major digital hub for Europe. Talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be doing over there.
Yeah, you know, it was amazing. You know, quite frankly, you know, before the trip, I really wasn't, you know, images that you think of, you know, conjures up certain, you know, challenging images when you hear the word Kosovo. And I was hesitant to go, not so much from a danger perspective, but just, you know, I wasn't expecting to see any opportunities. When I got on the ground, I was completely, completely blown away. I definitely see, you know, Kosovo making its mark in the tech sector very, very quickly. And I think it's I think the reason is, I mean, I came back with two big takeaways. A, it was the government involvement in fostering innovation. You know, that was everything from going with, you met the ambassador, with Ambassador Tutor
right.
and in it.
Right.
You know, like just introducing us to opportunities. You know, here we don't have that in the U.S. where governments are introducing us to opportunities, where governments are educating us on innovation. And I also think that it's one of the largest, youngest demographics in the world, from like largest population between 19 and 27. They're young, they're educated, and I think at the end of the day, they're hungry and they want to make a mark, you know, in the world. And it's been, I'm going back. I'm addicted. I'm going back. We're interested.
Yeah, no, they've invited me. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we do a broadcast from there, focusing on technology.
Cool.
But okay, Ari Zoldan, we'll talk about that and much more soon to come. Thank you for being with us.
You bet, Kevin. Thank you,
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, my final thought. Don't go away.